Welcome to White Rock Junction, where faith and life intersect, the daily broadcast of the White Rock Free Baptist Church in Gorham, Maine. I'm Pastor Jonathan Marshall, and I invite you to join us every Sunday for worship. Sunday School for All Ages meets at 9:30 a.m., morning worship service begins at 10:45 a.m., and evening worship service is at 6 p.m. Our midweek family night and prayer time begins at 5:30 p.m. Wednesday evening. As our text opens, we have the statement, Abraham again took a wife. Perhaps you are tempted to think, my word, who does this guy think he is anyway? Abraham is old and he's getting married again. He's 130-something years old and he's getting married again? Well, people do that. You see stories of 80-somethings and 90-somethings in nursing homes getting married. So I guess, okay, Abraham can get married again. But remember how the previous chapter ended. There, the focus is on Isaac. Isaac welcomed Rebekah into his mother's tent, and the writer Moses concludes by saying, so Isaac was comforted after his mother's death. Perhaps Isaac was not the only one who needed comforting. Perhaps his father did as well. Rebekah filled up that void in Isaac's inner person. Isaac had only known Sarah for 40 years. You might think, boy, that is a long time. How about Abraham? We have no adequate frame of reference for Abraham and how long he knew Sarah. He had known her for 127 years. They grew up together. They got married. They lived life. Most of those 127 years, they were husband and wife. Then she is ripped away from him without warning. She is off visiting family, and Abraham wasn't even there. Abraham must have been quite a fellow to endure that and continue without turning inward and just withdrawing from family and from society. Abraham continued. He moved on. There is no evidence of disrespect to Sarah. His actions did not dishonor Sarah in any way. It is interesting that for all of his good points, John Calvin had this to say. Abraham acted most foolishly if, after the loss of his wife, he in the decrepitude of old age contracted another marriage. Okay, John, you can think that if you like, but here's the deal. You were only 50-something when you died. You have no frame of reference for Abraham, and nowhere in Scripture is there any hint of a rebuke or displeasure on God's part for the decision Abraham made. I know it is an argument from silence, but I think it is an important silence that God nowhere has said or indicated, maybe Abraham should not have done that. It is certainly in keeping with God's design for man and woman. Abraham had another 35 years to live, a long time to live alone. Sonny Boy had already moved out. He and his own family now are living in his own place. To look at the future alone would be hard. God did say, it is not good for man to be alone. So Abraham acted on that. Abraham was also mindful of God's promise that he would have a multitude of descendants. This was a big enough deal that when God made his promise to Abraham that he would have many descendants, God changed his name. He changed his name from Abram to Abraham because he would be the father of a multitude. So far, to our knowledge, he is only the father of two, Ishmael and Isaac. And yes, Isaac is the son of promise, but the promise was made to Abraham. No longer shall your name be called Abram, but your name shall be Abraham, for I have made you a father of many nations. If all of that would ultimately come through Isaac, Isaac would be the father of many nations and Abraham the grandfather. Isaac would have been the one to gain the recognition, yet God had promised it to Abraham. Perhaps Abraham had some inside information he did not share with anyone else. Information that came from God, it would be a good idea if he and Keturah were to get married. You have been listening to White Rock Junction, where faith and life intersect, the daily broadcast of the White Rock Free Baptist Church. If you would like a transcript of this week's program, please send your request to White Rock Free Baptist Church, 300 Sebago Lake Road, Gorham, Maine, 04038. For more information about our activities and service times, visit our website at www.wrfbc.org.